Before I introduce our second speaker, I just want to read a letter from Ali Hilly, who would have been here today. He's from the Iraqi election day by Secretary Franz Kinderby. Unfortunately, he's ill at the moment, and he was very sorry not to be able to make it here. He sent a message. Please send this message to people attending and thank everyone for being here. Iraqi LGBT would like to thank everyone who is involved in organising this event. Since the establishment of our group in 2005, with the help and support of Peter Tatchell, who inspired us to do what we are doing now. Iraq was a country that was relatively safe for the LGBT community under Saddam Hussein's leadership. Since 2003 invasion, over 730 lesbians, gays, bisexual and trans people have been killed, and many others are missing, have been gone missing. Iraqi LGBT is so proud to be one of the first Arabic organisations to promote and call for LGBT rights and protection in the Middle East, with many projects to help support and provide for our community inside and outside Iraq. The United Nations has recently, for the first time, confirmed that there are organised campaigns to kill gays in Iraq, LGBT people in Iraq. These killings are taking place on the order of Iraq's Shia leaders. The urgency now is to protect LGBT people. We need action by United Nations High Commissioners for Refugees, the Red Cross and Red Crescent, and other international aid agencies and human rights organisations. We need your help and support, and we need funding to enable our activists inside Iraq to continue to document the killings, acquire more safe houses, and to assist LGBT people to escape to neighbouring countries. Warmest regards, Ali Hilly.